Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. It is so good to be back with you again this weekend. I've got a great show for you. The playlist features just-dropped singles by Yemi Alade, Davido and Sauti Sol, Gali Garvey, and breakout Rwandan artist Danza Muvandimwe. Also a few live band tunes by Machume Zango out of Mozambique. That's a new release. And some older ones, too, by Kairi Sfotso, Tinari Wen, and then taking it way back to the 1970s, the Ramblers Dance Band. Now, on the news front, we pay tribute to another fallen giant of African music, Wambali Mkandawire, a legend in Malawi for his music and his activism, passed away January 31st. And radio and TV presenter Joao Frank Jakaza reports on that from Lilongwe. And at the back end of the hour, I have a super fun virtual conversation with two leading members of Ndlovu Youth Choir, Sandile Machona and Lungelo Masano. They join me in Limpopo Province, and we discuss the choir's rise to international fame in 2019. We talk about the song We Will Rise, those visuals dropped on February 7th, and also about how the choristers keep positive and creative during these dark days of COVID-19. So, that's the show. I invite you to sit back, relax, and enjoy. We are starting out in northern Mali. This is Cher Achel by the iconic desert blues band Tinarawen. In poetic Tamashek, the language of the Tuareg people, Ibrahim Ag al-Habib expresses his intense love for both his woman and for his desert country. We'll be right back. Arwen from Mali with Cher Achel. It's one of the band's most popular tracks from its 2007 album, Aman Imam, Water is Life. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. This is Carice Fotso from Cameroon with L'Homme Dieu, a song from her 2010 album, Kwenge, that says, forced marriage is no good. So from Cameroon to Lebanon, this is Nancy Ajram with one of her all-time top hits. Now, although Nancy's not African, she is an Arabic music icon. And in Egypt, she is simply adored. So to all my Egyptian listeners and also all my other Arabic speakers throughout Africa and the world, here's Matiki Hina. She says, I'm looking for a husband. Come closer. I could be your other half. ما تيجي هنا وانا احبك عشان عايشة على حسك حبيبي ده انت الدنيا وانا موت لو غيري مثلك ما تيجي هنا خد فكرة ده انا بالنسبة لك بكرة استاذة في الدنيا مذكرة كمل روحك ده انا نصك ما تيجي هنا وانا احبك عشان عايشة Okay, that was Nancy Ashram from Lebanon. Hey everyone, I'm Heather Maxwell. Now I've got two releases back to back for you, and then guest reporter Joab Frank Chikaza brings us the tribute to fallen Malawian music legend Wambali Mkandawire. Here's Turn Up, a brand new release by Nigeria's Yemi Alade, followed by another Nigerian, Davido, with On My Way, another brand new single, and that features Kenya's Sauti Sol.
You giving me head sweat, when I see your face, I sleep well. Baba to just see you can tell you. No be the time to kiss and tell you. Oh, sweet, oh. Like them boys I see on television. No more oppression. I can take him to any occasion. Oh, I'm blessed, oh. Cause I be the one.
of happiness, you're my fire. Oh,
my sherry nanga, where will me my ride or die? Carry to your baby, come closer.
Come closer to me, my love.
My sherry coco, let me see you drop it low. Chia chili et ondosa.
Hapo nipo nifikisha ndo kileleni. Na wasije kunidenganisha na wewe mpenzi.
Wewe mpenzi.
Kwa wema umesifika nje na ndani. Tabibu wa moyo wangu we dakitari.
She said, you know.
Bila say you got, bila say you touch me.
Everybody, I'm Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed those new Afro beats. Next up, we pause and pay tribute to the great Wambali Mkandawire.
The Nine.
How many of us can honestly say that we are against corruption in our own day-to-day experiences? If you and I can steal today, what will change if I go in politics? Are we surprised? This stealing and this bribery and all the corruption is happening at every level of our society.
The philosophy.
So what we need is moral authority. Moral authority should come with a person who has moral authority himself. We need role models. We need examples of people who can be trusted with the resources. But if we're going to have people who are stealing, it doesn't matter. And people cannot stop stealing because it's in their nature.
The music. Malawi is yet to see another man like him. Born in 1952, fondly called Mtereti, the servant of God, Wambali Mkandawire became most popular on the music scene with his album Zani Muone of 2002. But he was not an amateur in music at this time. In fact, he dropped out of school just to pursue his passion in music.
No matter what you did to me, I would not have finished school. Because my head was full of music. I think that's how I'm wired up. There was nothing else that found space in my head. I knew that there are some rules that if you break seven rules, you'd be suspended. So I broke seven and I was suspended. Then I was brought back and then I broke more.
In what he regards his wild past, he joined a band in Blantyre, Malawi, Sounds Pentagon, a local band that played Western pop music. He was the lead singer of the band, whose genre was rock music fused with traditional Malawian music. The band soon disbanded due to lack of funding. But in all his music sojourns, Wambali reckons the hand of the Lord was always beckoning him, only he didn't hearken. But eventually, he did.
Even as a child, I used to think I was going to be a priest. But I saw myself one, and I believed it. I kept it. Sometimes I'd mention it. And so I believe it was a call. But at that time, I didn't know it was a call. I think I did not interpret that nudge that's coming from God. I just thought it's me. But it grew. In my teenage years, I lost it. And I got rebellious for many reasons. And then in my band days, I got more rebellious, but God had a hand on me, and when he began to speak to me again, he cut right through the music.
The dramatic religious awakening led him to pursue religious training in the Christian missions by 1984, and his music became all spiritual, never to divert again. A true Pan-Africanist, Wambali Mkandawire cherished singing in his local Tumbuka language and infused a lot of traditional beats and rhythms in his music.
Chemo, chemo, chemo.
The soft-spoken Wambali Mkandawire had a rather self-effacing character. although he had some deep philosophies about life and politics, he never really shared them widely. Once or twice, he did come out of his cocoon, getting involved in campaigning for the release of Mr. Jakufwa Chihana, who had been arrested for criticism towards the Kamuzu Banda regime in 1991.
I've done my part. When we're changing this government, I was in the forefront. There's a place where we stop, we leave it to others. For me, even before the change came, we started singing the eventual agenda forward, we're in the forefront, and campaigning. I was on the platform, and we did what we were supposed to do.
He later became a silent supporter of the Malawi Congress Party until around his death. He laced his lyrics with cryptic political messages. In his last years, Wambali had withdrawn to a remote community in Mzuzu, where he set up a mission rural center called Dizenge Community and was pastoring an indigenous church. As the month of January 2021 expired on 31st, so did the life of Wambali, succumbing to COVID-19 at age 68. Terry Malawians watched on that fateful Sunday afternoon as they lowered into the ground a coffin carrying the winner of a Summer Music Award for Best African Artist, a BAFTA Music Award for Best African Legend, the World Intellectual Property Organization Award winner for creativity, and a Kora Award nominee for Best Artist from Southern Africa for his work Zanimuone, Mdereti Wambali Mkandawire. There goes an excellent artist. When comes another? Lekani uheniwi nuose lekani so lekani uheniwi nuose muzgokere kwa Yesu mala.
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, thank you, Joab, for that tribute. May Wambali Mkandawire rest in peace. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America from Washington, D.C. We are at about half past the hour, and there's so much more great music to come. Don't go anywhere. This is a brand new song from Mozambique and South Africa. It's a collaboration between Chopi Timbila, virtuoso composer and director Machume Zango, and Zimbabwean guitarist Frank Mavimira. Now, this song is part of an exciting virtual project called One Country. It's run by Machume at his artist in residency. I was there in 2018. It's an amazing space. You can do your residency there, you can rehearse there, you can record there. If you want, get on my YouTube channel and just search for Machume, M-A-T-C-H-U-M-E, Zango, and you can check it out for yourselves. But anyway, even during these difficult coronavirus times, the residency is going strong with this One Country project. So the singer is Bella Zango. She's from Maputo, and the song comments on the continued power struggle between whites and blacks, even though we are all, as she says, children of God.
I know.
Okay, you guys, you just heard Mango Watani, I think that's how you say it, by Machu Mezango and his One Country Project featuring Frank Mavimira. All right, time to swing back in time for a great vintage tune. This is the Ramblers Dance Band from Ghana with Ama Bonsu. Good old classic high life.
Hello everyone, my name is Sam Mugisha. I'm a bass player. You're listening to Music Time in Africa. Everyone there, keep on, your dream will come true.
Okay, hey guys, how are you all doing? I hope you enjoyed that vintage tune from 1970s Ghana by the Ramblers Dance Band. I know I sure did. But let's get back to today. My interview, by the way, with Ndlovu Youth Choir that I had earlier this week is coming right up. But first, here's Stanza Muvandimwe. He is a breakthrough artist from Kigali, Rwanda, and his song is entitled Vumilia. In the song, Stanza encourages everybody to remain calm and strong during these terrible times of COVID-19. We mustn't give up, he says. We must persevere, because this will also pass.
Pastor P, respect, man.
Numvise ko wamburiwe imbarara. Numvise ko wamburiwe imbarara. Vumili, vumili yaliya. Vumili, vumili yaliya. Simperuka, 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 simperuka. Vumili, vumili, aliya. Vumili, vumili, aliya. Simperuka, simperuka, simperuka.
sin peruca, sin peruca, sin pera. Manise imbabura, numvise ko amanitse imbabura. Vumili, vumili aliya. Vumili, vumili aliya. Sin peruca, sin pera. Fumili, fumili, alia. Fumili, fumili, alia. Sin peruca, sin peruca, sin pera. Sin peruca, sin peruca, sin pera. Cusho mana a zero di poroma. Sin peruca.
That was Humilia by Stanza Muvandimwe of Rwanda. Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, Glovu Youth Choir, coming right up. But first, related to the song we just heard, Humilia. Now, that means perseverance in Swahili. But guess what? February 28th was a world historic moment because the United States National Aeronautics and Space Administration Agency, known as NASA, successfully landed its rover, which is also named Perseverance, on Mars. Mars! Yes, Perseverance touched down on planet Mars, also known as the Red Planet, after a 203-day journey, traversing 293 million miles. That's 472 million kilometers. It launched in 2020 from Florida. And anyway, it's just so amazing. You can get online and look at pictures that the rover Perseverance is already taking and sending back to us here on Earth. Finally, the acting NASA administrator, Steve Jurczyk, said, and I quote, "The Mars 2020 Perseverance mission embodies our nation's spirit of persevering, even in the most challenging situations, inspiring and advancing science and exploration." He also says, "The mission itself personifies the human ideal of persevering toward the future, and that it will help us prepare for human exploration of the Red Planet in the 2030s. Wow. So who's going to Mars in 2030? All right, getting back to music. Now, let's finally meet Ndlovu Youth Choir. Now, this choir has been in existence since 2009. But since 2019, it's just exploded in South Africa and on the international scene. In 2020... it won Best Contemporary Album at the South African Music Awards for Rise. And in the United States, the choir gained massive popularity on America's Got Talent, where it came in among the top 10 finalists. So two of its leading members, Sandile and Lungelo, joined me virtually from Limpopo Province earlier this week to talk about their exciting rise to fame and also about the new music video and the song We Will Rise. And finally, what keeps them going during these dark days of COVID-19? Hi, guys.
Hi.
Okay, so thanks, guys, for joining me. I first want to congratulate you on your 2020 win at the South African Music Awards for Best Contemporary Album. Congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Let's just get your self-introductions. What is your full name? How old are you? And how long have you been with the choir?
Well, I'll start. I know it's ladies first, but I'll start. Yeah, I'm Sandile Majola, and I'm 26 years of age. I've been with the choir since 2009, before it became professional. So, yeah.
Okay, hi, I am Nyelo Masano. I've been with the choir since 2015. I think it's been 6 years.
All right, here's the song We Will Rise, the title track of the choir's award-winning album, featuring Lungelo on lead vocals.
When you wonder if the sky will fall and your head can stop spinning around, when everything is tumbling down and you're scared,
Now, this is beautiful, very inspiring. So who wrote the song?
It was written by Ralph, Lungelo, I, and Sipho. So it was just four.
How did you write it?
Well, Ralph came with this idea of this song. It was composed and written during this pandemic. So it was a message that Ralph was actually telling us, that guys, no matter what, just keep strong. But it also became a very beautiful message after that. After we've composed the song and arranged everything, it became us. But for the world too, that we are not the only ones that are facing this pandemic right now.
Your motto, injury to one, injury to all. How do you guys live by that, or do you not really think about that so much?
We do. It really helps as a choir that everyone gets their turn. And if she did that solo on We Will Rise, and it's glory for all, it's not only her out there. Yeah.
I'm not the only one standing out, but the whole choir.
As you said, that you've been following the choir, you've seen this different soloists and everything. So each and everyone that does solo, it's glory for everyone.
One of the really interesting things about your choir is that it's for young people. What is the age, like 13 to 26 or something like that?
27.
You are all dancers as well as singers. The choir was established for youth who are underprivileged, who don't have backgrounds that normally would allow them to succeed in life alongside their peers who may have had more. The discipline must be really intense because you have to perform, you have to sing, you have to dance. What are your daily routines look like as members of Ndlovu Youth Choir? Like when you wake up until you go to bed, is it all music, dance, jogging, sit-ups?
Well, we have like a program for everything. There's a date for exercising, like we go to the gym, exercise, and we have dates for just choreography, doing choreography for different songs. And there's also dates for writing music, arranging and recording. So we have different activities, and including maybe events, if we are allowed to perform, would be out performing. There's younger members that are still in school, and there's ones that are out of school. So those ones are the ones performing during the week while others are at school. So when we are back home on weekends, then the younger ones get a chance to perform, you know. So there's always activities that we have that are keeping us going as a choir.
Every day.
Every day.
I read too that when you started Sandile, you had no musical experience or background whatsoever. Is that true?
No musical experience whatsoever. Didn't even know how to play those drums. Nothing.
So how did you get into the choir?
I had the voice that I could sing, but it still needed some training, a lot of training actually.
How about you?
And
I had a musical. My family is a family of music, so, but I wasn't at my best. So I got to the right place and I got the right training. I'm not saying that I'm best now or anyone in the choir is best, but we are growing and we appreciate every little thing that they do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the opportunity, it's really amazing. I never thought we'd be here today, but here we are, and I'm really grateful.
How has the choir shaped your lives?
It has shaped our lives in different ways. It has given us all voices. It has hope, dreams. It has given us space to dream and to feel that if you can dream it, you can be it, you can do it. The stages that we've been, the people that we always look up to, we are now working with them. We are now amongst the greatest people that we've always seen on TV.
Yeah, and like, let's say Pink.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting up for me that I call my own. Through the dark, through the door, through where no one's been before, but it feels like home.
What is what's up next? What are you guys planning? I'm sure you're all waiting for your vaccines to come in there and have an effect. Hopefully 2021 will bring us some relief. Are you already planning for what you're going to do when you can actually have wings again and fly?
Well, we've promised so many countries to visit them. We promised our second home, which is the USA, that has given us the... So we promised them that we're just going to be all over and doing shows. We are owing a lot of people, a lot of shows. And so this pandemic has just hit us so bad that we had a lot planned. And we're just going to take it from where we left. We just cannot wait. We're tired to performing for
we're
cameras.
Tired. We're tired of performing for empty chairs, stuff like that.
Yeah, so we miss people.
We miss people.
Exchanging energies. Yeah.
Understandably. Well, at least you all have each other, and you are bringing warmth, the kind of human connection that many of us don't have because we're alone or with maybe one other person. You are bringing that to us with great music that you are releasing every couple months. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much for watching and supporting and saying all these wonderful things. Those words are the ones pushing us and making us want to do more and reach more people. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Over a million dreams for the world we're gonna make.
I'm a pooper.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. I hope you enjoyed meeting Sandile Nungelo of Ndlovu Youth Choir. Well, there's just time for one more song before we have to say goodbye. So we're going to end with this beautiful love song by Gali Garve. Now, the song is called Nazali, meaning I'm right here. And Gari describes it as an ode to a lost love, but for which he still wants to keep hope. He sings this: since you no longer want me, throw me into the garbage. Maybe someone will take me away. One day you'll wake up and I'll be gone. Someone else will have found me and made me clean. But for the moment, I'm staying right where you left me. I have not moved a bit. Under this tree, I remain. I am in no hurry. Look in the rearview mirror and you'll see me there. Come back. Take my hand. I'm here.
Est-ce que c'est bien à Fukama pour y kangata mawa vide, vide. Je suis vide, ton absence me livre la suicide si mon est là. Est-ce que comme mana livre mon koyaba savant écrivain natanga pour naeba nenga koyabiso nalingako, nalingako.
Song by Gali Garve, it's time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I cannot wait to see you again next weekend. Also, a big thanks to Sandile and Nungelo and the whole Ndlovu Youth Choir crew, and also to Joab Frank Jakaza for his beautiful tribute to the late Wambali Mkandawire. Now, throughout the week, you can visit me anytime on social media. Go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, my Facebook page or group page, my Instagram, that handle is MTIA Maxwell, or to Twitter at Music Time Africa. Message me, post your own music if you're an artist. Look for updates, the latest music news, photos. You have over 200 original video features you can watch, like features of Oliver Mutukudzi, Umu Sangare, Ray Vanny. And also, there's all kinds of other things on there, like ethnomusicological analyses of great songs, live performances, like the one you just heard in this show with Jomian and the Uklos, and backstage action in venues around the world since 2012. As for the radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On our FM stations, we air twice at 15,500 hours and again at 20,500 hours Universal Time. On shortwave, we are live Fridays, only once at 90500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 220500 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful, people, and stay safe.